Welcome to Meltdown to Mastery, empowering women to overcome midlife crisis by rewiring the subconscious mind. Feeling overwhelmed, disillusioned, stuck? We all have. Here we explore inspiration and empowerment to navigate through the tough times and move to a place where hearts soar, minds manifest, and bodies heal. Today's episode is all about health mastery beyond the meltdown. We'll be diving into the fascinating world of the 12 tissue or cell salts. Tissue salts, also known as cell salts, are a group of 12 mineral salts that play a vital role in maintaining the well-being of our bodies. When any of these salts are deficient in our bodies, it manifests as disease. Each salt represents a unique mineral combination. Join me as we uncover the hidden gems within the realm of tissue salts. They are called salts because they are composed of two essential mineral elements. These salts, aptly named tissue or cell salts, because they are found in every cell of our body. So get ready to unlock the secrets of health mastery as we delve into the world of the 12 tissue or cell salts. Discover how these powerful remedies can rebalance and restore, offering a pathway to vibrant health, well-being, and empowerment. Welcome to another enlightening episode of Meltdown to Mastery. I'm your host, Jane Marquis, MD, and today we continue our exploration of tissue salts, focusing on the remarkable properties of ferrumfos, also known as ferrum phosphate or phosphate of iron. Ferrum is the Latin word for iron, and we all know we need it in our diet. Alongside it, we'll also delve into the synergetic benefits of combining it with calcfos. I often use these two together, and I just never go without having them. For this reason, I wanted to talk about ferrumfos next. And like I said, ferrum is the Latin name for iron, and it means strong and resilient. Get ready to discover how these tissue salts can bring vitality, combat fever, address anemia, reduce inflammation, and support overall well-being. Ferrumfos is a powerful companion in our first line of defense. Ferrumfos is widely recognized for its ability to assist in the initial stages of fever or acute illnesses, where symptoms have not yet fully developed and we have a really good chance of turning them around. It excels in boosting oxygen levels, therefore boosting immune defense, enhancing vitality, and supporting the body's natural healing process. This tissue salt can be used in combination with calcfos to alleviate symptoms during the early stages of colds and flu. I remember a time when my girls were little and I could tell they were in the first stages of a flu, yet we were at Disney World. They were young, maybe 6 or 7, and very excited to be there. They woke up a bit listless, you know, with what I thought might be the very first signs of flu. And I tried to tell them we should just rest that day and stay in the room and have fun there and just not go out until they were recovered completely. And well, that went over like a lead balloon. There was no way that was happening. So what I did instead was I combined a capful of ferrumfos and a capful of calcfos. And that's a little trick I've learned over time where I combine the two by taking, just pouring them into the cap and then putting them in a little baggie and knowing they're all mixed up. And I don't know, you know, which one exactly I'm giving, but I'll give three often. So what I did in this case was I would just give three to each of them while we were in line waiting for the next ride at the amusement park. And I would do that while we were in line, just giving them three of each every few minutes. And of course, we were in line quite often that day, but they came back completely better. And there was no sign of a flu at all. And we went on to enjoy our holiday. So it's pretty exciting and pretty awesome because kids actually love them. They taste great and they're not hard to give. And it's just something you can do to build vitality instead of just allowing, you know, a flu to develop. So to catch it in those early stages and do something like this is brilliant. Of course, if you notice too late and you've already got a lot of symptoms, you can do the same thing. It just takes a little longer to turn it around. So in this case, it was easy. It never developed into anything. But if you have a cold or flu, you can just take it the same, take it often, and just continue until you notice that the flu symptoms have subsided. So it can be very powerful that way. But in combination is really the most powerful way to use it. Ferumfos with Kelkfos. And again, that's why I'm covering both of those in the beginning. Ferumfos can also come to the rescue in anemia and restoring energy. So for individuals dealing with simple anemia and low energy levels, the combination of Ferumfos and Kelkfos again offers a potent solution. Ferumfos provides the iron supplementation and aids in the anemia recovery, whereas Kelkfos enhances the body's absorption of the iron while simultaneously building vitality. There is a beautiful synergetic effect of these tissue salts in supporting individuals on their journey to increased energy and overall well-being. Iron in the form of Ferumfos is easily absorbed and won't cause constipation. It also helps the body absorb iron more efficiently from foods. And I often suggest cooking in a cast iron frying pan and eating iron-rich foods in combination with taking Ferumfos cell salts. Ferumfos is also well known for its anti-inflammatory properties. Inflammation can be a source of discomfort, whether from sprains, strains, or bone breaks. Ferumfos exhibits anti-inflammatory properties similar to arnica, which I often use in combination. If you've heard of arnica, it will be in a future episode, but arnica is also an amazing anti-inflammatory homeopathic. So making it a valuable tool in reducing inflammation and promoting healing, especially when a strain, sprain, or break has just occurred. Combining it with Kelkfos to support bone strength and vitality, these tissue salts offer a holistic approach to recovery. I used this combination when I broke my fibula, doing a double back on the trampoline. I remember, you know, practicing it. And then one time I just landed too close to the trampoline and there's quite a bit of force. And I just heard the snap and I knew what had happened. And so combining Kelkfos, which helps your bones knit faster and you're supplying it with the calcium, with Ferumfos, which decreases the inflammation, and some other valuable homeopathics, I healed quite quickly. In conclusion, Ferumfos and Kelkfos proved to be an exceptional duo in the realm of tissue salts, providing us with a multifaceted approach to well-being. From addressing fevers and acute illnesses in their early stages and beyond, to combating anemia and restoring energy, these salts offer powerful support. Additionally, their anti-inflammatory properties make them valuable allies in reducing inflammation and supporting recovery. Join me next time on Meltdown to Mastery as we continue our journey through the world of tissue salts, uncovering their transformative potential. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Meltdown to Mastery. I'm your host, Jane Marquis, MD, your guide on this path of self-discovery and empowerment. Remember, with the right knowledge and tools, we can unlock our body's innate healing abilities. Stay tuned for more enlightening discussions as we further explore the 12 tissue salts on our ongoing quest for mastery. If you've enjoyed the information in this episode, share it with someone you care about and know will benefit. There is one thing for certain. Meltdowns are inevitable. Let's move into mastery together. In the show notes, you'll find my Linktree, which has links to many of the most popular platforms. You'll also find links to connect to the featured guest, webpage, and social media. Thanks again for being committed to mastery. Change in this world really starts within each of us.